Former world champion arm wrestler Mike Cadder and fellow arm wrestler Chris Carlo are going over the top as they put the strength of giving back into community with their second annual Pull for Hunger event on September 13th. It will be held at the Shawnigan Lake Community Center as they will be taking non-perishables and monetary donations for the CMS Food Bank in South Cowichan. My goal is to get 1,000 pounds of food, and as many monetary donations as we can get, said Cadder. Our first event last year was beautiful and we raised $1,000, we even have fellow arm wrestlers who depend on the food bank. I personally know of a lot of families around here who struggle, said Carlo. Last year's first-time event raised $1,000. With food prices ever rising, and with kids going back to school, which comes with the extra costs of school supplies as well as extras for school lunches, these two men just want to help out. Carlo hails from Manitoba and is ranked number 7 and 8 in BC in the weight classes of 198 and 220 for both arms. Inspired by his dad, who arm wrestled in Winnipeg, he decided to try his hand at the sport at the age of 16. After his father had won in his weight class at the Manitoba Provincials and came home with a trophy, the gauntlet was thrown down as Carlo challenged his dad to match after a week of rest. I finally put him down, and I still have that trophy, said Carlo. He gave it to me. Cadder, who was quite the soccer player in high school, remembers watching arm wrestling on Wide World of Sports with the dream of one day becoming a world champion. Not only did he start the arm wrestling circuit on Vancouver Island at the age of 17, he achieved that dream not once, but three times. In 1988, at the age of 37, after putting the competition down in both provincials and nationals, Cadder was crowned victorious for the first time at the World Championships held in Eskilstuna, Sweden that year. He then defended his World Championship title the following year in 1989 in Athens, Greece. In an effort to keep him focused, Cadder's friends and supporters did not tell him that he had become a father for the first time that same day until after he won his match, making him feel like he truly won twice. Cadder fights back emotion as he recalls the special memory. In 1989, Cadder was also invited to Russia to take part in a three-day first store tournament between the US, Canada, and Russia. When he arrived, there were Team USA and Team Russia, and he alone was Team Canada. He competed in both the heavyweight and the superweight category, in which he was undefeated for both arms. Cadder took 1990 off after his son was born, and after the Canadian champion who was supposed to compete that year fell ill, Cadder was convinced to compete at the Worlds once again in 1991. While helping his dad just 2 months before the tournament, Cadder sustained an injury after a skill saw kicked back and went right across his thumb. This didn't stop him. He switched from his usual right arm to the left and was still undefeated. In the books, I am the first Canadian to ever compete in Russia solo and be undefeated, said Cadder. The arm wrestling tables will surely turn for the family-friendly event, which will have several stations set up in the pavilion outside the community center. 35 arm wrestlers from across the island will attend, while some give a demonstration of top-tier strong arm wrestling. It is not a tournament, but rather a fun outing for the whole family where attendees will learn the tricks of the trade, and step to the table and beat a world champ while beating hunger in South Cowichan. We plan to have families and kids, and I'm going to lose to every one of them, said Cadder with a smile. Cadder has now become affectionately known as Coach, after making the transition from competing at the table to giving his expertise to other competitors and teams. Attend this community event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and leave with the bragging rights that you defeated a champ and made a difference. I hope attendees have fun and leave with good memories and the pride of helping, said Cadder. We just want to put food on tables.